Yeah, I moved in before I had a child. It'd be 3 years in October, and then obviously I had a child then, but the council wouldn't let me put on the tenancy. And now, like, since we like passed, like all of a sudden, I have till the 6th of April to move out of here.
So when did you move in with your grandfather?
I moved over a few weeks before my 21st. So it would be 3 years this October I moved over.
You moved over. And did you notify the council at the time that you moved
Yeah.
in?
Yeah, we applied for the tenancy, so my name could be put in the house as well, like, and they denied it, but like they said I could stay here whenever I wanted, really. But they just wouldn't let me be put in the tenancy.
Okay, so you couldn't be put in the tenancy, but you felt you'd be allowed to stay there anyway in the meantime.
Yeah, they said that in a letter to me I could stay there whenever I wanted because he needed someone with him because he had failed before and he got 8 staples in the back of his head. And so he was like, his balance was getting bad, like, and he was just falling. Even though he had a panic button and the whole lot, like, he forgot to press it one night and he ended up getting 8 staples and he walked over to my mother's house after falling and he was like covered in blood.
Yeah, okay, so he needed the support. Now, he passed
Yeah.
away unexpectedly in January, is that right?
Yeah, he just kind of got sick, I think, with like the flu or something, and he just went downhill.
And
And like, it was
when
just
did,
unexpected.
after all that happened, after the funeral and all that, when were you notified that you would have to leave the house?
I think it was around maybe the end of January, start of February.
That you'd have to be gone by April the 6th.
Yeah, they came up first, then they wanted me gone, I think it was sometime in March, and then they called up and then they gave me till April, then the 6th of April.
And Tia, look, from the council's point of view, the rules are that the house has to go to the person next on the list. Tell
Yeah.
me about the housing situation in general. Have you been trying either before that or since that to try and find other accommodation?
I was trying before anything happened to my grandfather, and like my emailed like 20-30 places between like here and Listowel, and I only got like one viewing, and like there's like rarely places in Listowel, and then in Tralee then the rent is like very high. They'd be like €1,000 minimum for a place, like
1,000 euro and 20 or 30 places, and you got one viewing.
one viewing. Yeah.
Is there a huge amount of competition out there for places?
Yeah, especially in the store, because I've only ever seen like two places up at one time, and like they just kind of got very quick, like by people, because there's like such a shortage of houses, like.
And T, you qualify for housing assistance payment and RAAS, but there's nowhere to rent.
Yeah.
And you're checking all the websites staffed and other things like that. Nothing available.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not much available, like.
So, Tia, what are you going to do?
I'd probably have to move back to my mother's house until like I get somewhere.
And what's that situation like?
Well, there's no room really over there, like, so I'll probably have to like share a room with my brother or something, or sleep on the couch maybe.
Yeah, and that's not ideal, I suppose, as your child gets older.
Yeah.
Are you on the housing waiting list, Tia?
Yeah, I'm on it since last year, around before Christmas last year.
And is there any indication as to when you might get something?
All I was told was it'd be numerous years before the housing officer would be contacting me.
Okay, and in the meantime, you just have to.
Yeah, she said I could get HAP or RAAS, or if I couldn't find my own accommodation, try and move back to my mother's house, and if that didn't work, to present myself to a homeless services.
That's something you don't want to have to do, is it really?
Oh no, I wouldn't want to do that with a young child there.
Yeah. At the moment, there are also pressures on the emergency accommodation
Yeah.
services across the country.
Yeah.
Where would you like to live, Tia?
I wouldn't mind really, like, somewhere in like a town, because like I don't drive, like, but I'm
Yeah.
not too fussy about where, like.
Yeah. You just want a roof over your you and your son's head.
Yeah.
Look, what do you see then when you see all of the stories about housing and the politicians arguing over it and promising to make it better and criticism from opposition parties? Do you pay any attention to that, or does that mean anything to you in the situation that you're in?
Well, I don't pay too much attention to it, like, but I've seen like bits and pieces of like, you know, people getting thrown out of houses. Like an old woman is like, she was renting a house for 14 years and she's just getting evicted all of a sudden, like.
And that's the concern that you would have, that look, even if you're in somewhere, if you're renting somewhere,
stage, you could just get evicted at whenever, like, the landlord, if they decide to sell or something.
Yeah, there's no security there.
Yeah.
So the only security for you, Tia, will be a council house.
Yeah.
And you'll be waiting, God knows how many years for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, very frustrating. How worried are you?
Like, very worried, like, Joe, and I'd be stressed and, like, a bit anxious, like, Joe, how this is going to affect the child, like, and Joe would upset his routine too much, and Joe, stuff like that.
And as it comes down to it then, when you're putting him to school and all of that, those considerations will come into it as well, about where you live and the community that you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Tia, look, hopefully things turn around and that, you know, first of all, I suppose places become more available to rent.
Yeah.
And eventually you do get a place of your own.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. Tia, listen, thanks very much for telling us your story on the programme this morning.
Thanks.